And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
It's a very special edition of Feature Story. When our man in the street, Mike Dale, heard that KTVU Channel 2 in Oakland was coming to Half Moon Bay for one of their zip trips, he thought it would be fun to visit the set and talk with our civic leaders as well as their lead anchor. Mike, I told you that Cameron Palmer really made all of this happen. Is that true?
Thanks, Jim. Yes, you were right. This past Friday was typically Half Moon Bay gray and drippy wet when I took my new digital recorder to City Hall, where KTVU was set up. I was really looking for Sal Castaneda because he loves to eat, but he was on location at local restaurants doing what he loves, eating. Ali Rasmus was at the Half Moon Bay Bakery, unbeknownst to me, preparing a feature on the bakery itself and the great history behind that. And wacky weatherman Brian Gallo was getting a surf lesson at the breakwater. So there I was. I spoke with city manager Matthew Chittister and Mayor Debbie Ruddick. Then Cameron walks up in his pumpkin festival shirt and sport coat, looking great so he could get his shot on TV. And he confirmed that he was writing KTVU constantly for 3 years, trying to get a zip trip on Half Moon Bay. And it finally worked out. And finally, KTVU anchor Gassia, I can't pronounce her last name, was an absolute sweetheart. So here we go, a special feature story of the week. Disregard the sensitive digital mic picking up ambient noise as KHMB captures another iconic moment in Half Moon Bay history.
The streets of Half Moon Bay on a Friday morning, but a very special Friday morning because it's a Zip Trip Friday in Half Moon Bay with KTVU Channel 2, Fox, the Fox affiliate. And I'm told by Jim Henderson, I'm sitting with Cameron Palmer, of course, the master businessman of Half Moon Bay, beautification committee, and he does it all. Now, Cameron, Jim told me that you are the mastermind behind getting KTVU here. Is that true?
Well, I think City Hall had a little bit to do with that, too. But I will confess, for the last 3 years, I have emailed them at least three times a year saying, hey, come to Half Moon Bay. I got so tired of seeing them do a zip trip to Sausalito or Morgan Hill or everywhere else but Half Moon Bay. And I'm like, hey, we have a lot to offer down here. Come to Half Moon Bay, and we'll roll out the red carpet for you.
You actually look very festoonish today. You've got your Halloween outfit on, and it's almost like Pumpkin Festival Redux 2026.
Pretty much.
Your hair is all slicked back. You're ready to go for the day.
This is what I wear every pumpkin weigh-off. You see me on stage weighing those gigantic pumpkins, which is coming up October 12th, by the way, folks, the weigh-off. But, yeah, this is my go-to outfit for October.
Here we are on a Friday morning in Half Moon Gray. I say that teasingly because I grew up in Half Moon Bay, and we always know about the fog and so forth. But it's a special day because KTVU Channel 2 is here for what they call a zip trip. I'm here with Matthew Chittister, city manager of Half Moon Bay, and Debbie Ruddick, the mayor. And Matthew, let's go with you first. Tell us about the excitement of the day, how this all came about, and what I'm calling a Chamber of Commerce Day, even though we don't have sun in the air.
Yeah, and you know, Half Moon Bay, we've had a pretty beautiful summer, but the last couple of weeks have been a little bit gray. But I did an interview this morning with KTVU, and I said, look, Half Moon Bay is a great place to be when the weather's great and when it's not, because you could throw on a hoodie, walk the coastal trail, go to the Redwoods, visit our shops downtown. You know, we want people to know that we're more than just the beach, and I think that's a big part of today. We've known about this for about 6 weeks. We've been working really closely with KTVU, who decided to come here, but also, you know, leaders in the community, businesses. We really wanted a chance to showcase everything that makes Half Moon Bay special.
It's a public affairs event for KTVU as well as the city of Half Moon Bay. It's not like it was a pay-for-play situation when sometimes, you know, TV stations and radio stations do promotions and get money from a vendor, right?
Right, not at all. This is a cool thing they do during the summer. Every other Friday they visit a different part of the Bay Area to showcase it for all of us here. And they chose us to do this one this week. And, you know, we've worked really hard to be accommodating and supportive. But no cost to us at all. It's a really great opportunity for our community.
We have so much natural beauty here on the coast side, Debbie, that they're really, you don't need to really sweep the streets or anything, because Half Moon Bay is just gorgeous all by itself, right?
Well, and we have the Half Moon Bay Beautification Committee. They help keep downtown, you know, spruced up and welcoming. Our business people are very welcoming. We have a great community here. People care. They care deeply. And I think that's going to come across in the zip trip. And we're happy to showcase that anytime. We welcome it.
I grew up in Half Moon Bay as a kid, and I tell the story a lot. Anytime we were in the media in Half Moon Bay, we all got so excited. Mm-hmm. Do you still get that same feeling of joy and fun when KTVU, a big TV station, been there forever in the Oakland area, decides to come down to Little Half Moon Bay, which is not so little anymore?
It's not so little, and it's not so sleepy. And there's so much to do. I mean, you have the beaches, you have the harbor, you have, you know, an airport, you have farmland, you have small businesses who really care and sell wonderful stuff, and you have, you know, lots of volunteers in town who, you know, just love to experience the community and share that with everyone. It's a great place. There's lots of people power here.
Now, you're about to go on a TV interview with Gassia of Channel 2. What are you going to tell her about Half Moon Bay?
I'm going to say, here's the formula that works for us. It's place, it's tradition, and it's people power. And it all merges together into this wonderful, dynamic kind of a mess. But it's not a mess. It's what invigorates all of us and makes us want to stay here, get up, get out on the trail, and welcome people. You know, it's all those things together. It's a rich, rich offering that we have. And we want people to know about it.
It's a special edition of Feature Story of the Week. Remote this week, I'm Mike Dale, and we're talking with Debbie Ruddick, the mayor of Half Moon Bay, as well as Matthew Chittister. Guys, go enjoy yourself. Have a great day. Now, is the TV station going to be here all day or just for their bit and then leave?
They'll be here all morning. I think they'll be here till midday. But they've actually been here for the last week. They've interviewed some of the other businesses. I think they're Sal Castaneda is going to be down at the harbor, and I think he's visiting Maverick's Crepery today. So it's really a coastside feature, but they're going to be filming the main segment right in the heart of downtown. So we're really, really excited to have them here.
Half Moon Bay is big on the map this week.
Thank you very much. We look forward to sharing this event with the world.
I'm with Gassia of KTVU Channel 2. It's a zip trip in Half Moon Bay. Now, one of our business benefactors in town, Gassia, said that they've been emailing your promo department for 3 years trying to get Channel 2, Fox affiliate, to Half Moon Bay. Great to have you here.
Yeah, we love being pitched on our zip trips. When we first started doing the series almost 10 years ago, people were like, what is that? But now people get it, and I get pitched at the grocery store, at the baseball field, you know, when I'm picking my kids up from school, and I love it when entire cities mobilize, and we'll hear from the city administrator and the local business owners and the high school. So Half Moon Bay is such a gem, and when I was driving on 35 to get down here, I was like, why don't I come here more often? It's so, so beautiful here.
Well, we call this Half Moon Bay Gray, Half Moon Gray.
Yeah.
A little drippy earlier this morning, but a fine town nonetheless. What are you going to be telling the viewers about here this morning?
Our number one core mission of the Zip Trip is to get people to explore the Bay Area, because I grew up in Livermore, and I maybe went to Half Moon Bay twice my entire life being raised here. But now that I started at KTV as a reporter 21 years ago, I can't believe I got to come here to cover Mavericks and the pumpkin weigh-in. And I thought, wow, wait, this is just an hour from where I live. So I think a lot of folks know about Half Moon Bay, but when's the last time they came here? So we're talking about restaurants, we're talking about beautiful, like, nature that you can take advantage of, we're talking about the local businesses you can shop at, and just a way to spend a day or a weekend in Half Moon Bay to support the local people and businesses and come away with something new.
Wow, you read that press release perfectly.
No,
that was
it's what we
you,
truly
that
believe
was,
in.
Debbie wrote it for you,
no,
Debbie, the
no.
mayor of Half Moon Bay.
No.
That was amazing.
I'll tell you, you know, there's another mission with Zip Trips is that we also try to focus on cities that we don't get to as often as we'd like to in our news coverage. Because as you know, news is often dictated by what's happening that day, and so much of the news that we cover is kind of critical, often negative, right? And Half Moon Bay lucky Half Moon Bay, it's kind of a quieter, sleepy town. So we're not out here to cover major breaking news a lot, right? And so for us to be able to come into a community that we know relies on KTVU and that we admire so much and to do positive things all morning long, it's really, it's a gift to us that we're giving to the viewers.
It's a joy to be with you, Gacia. And say your last name for us. I can't say it. You say it every morning on KTVU and you go so fast. I can't even pronounce it. Go.
I love it. I love it. So, Gacia Mikaelian. And can I tell you, I have people come up to me in the grocery store and they look at me and they say, Gacia Mikaelian. So it's amazing that people are getting it and they're nailing it. So I appreciate you asking and I appreciate anyone who tries.
Love your energy. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
There you have it, Jim. Another indelible moment in time for Half Moon Bay. I grew up here as a kid and, you know, in the 60s and 70s, whenever we got media coverage in Half Moon Bay, all of us were very, very excited because we were such a tiny town back at that time. Oh, and by the way, KTVU's Frank Malicote did a Man in the Street interview asking how many sunny days we get in Half Moon Bay. One guy answered 10 days, while one lady answered 270. But Jim, you know what I always say? It's always sunny in Half Moon Bay. You just have to look between the clouds.
You know, Mike, I always knew you were a cloud watcher. You know that? Thank you, Mike Dale. Always keeping us on the pulse of how media covers our iconic town. For the feature story of the week, I'm Jim Henderson.